Late in the semester, we were assigned a project together. I could have kissed the professor for pairing us, and I finally had a chance to get to know her. That beauty that had put me off? Turns out it wasn't doing her any favors either. As we became friends and I got to watch her in different situations, I learned a little something about how looks can be a curse as well as a blessing. Where I had to fight to get girls to notice me, she had to fight to get guys, including that professor, to take her seriously. She had to fight to get other girls past their instant jealousy and to like her. She had to wonder about the motives of the guys who asked her out. Did they genuinely want to get to know her, or did they want to impress their friends? Don't get me wrong, it's not like I felt sorry for her. I just stopped seeing physical beauty as the winning ticket in the instant lottery of life. I noticed that Tori had to sort of play down her beauty so that she could accomplish the things that were important to her. Her roommate, Claudia, went the other way. She'd come to Northwestern from a town in Northern California, where she'd been considered pretty but not gorgeous. As happens with some people, though, she sort of became gorgeous overnight. She got herself into shape, got a great haircut, and learned, from Tori, how to put makeup on better. It was fun watching Claudia's transformation. It was like one of those scenes in a movie where the plain Jane becomes a real beauty. The makeover scene in The Princess Diaries comes to mind, but for my money, Anne Hathaway was just as lovely before they went to work on her as she was after. For Claudia, the physical change was life-altering. Her social life went into hyperdrive. She broke up with a guy she'd been dating at home and became a little sister at three different frat houses. Even though Tori kept at her to do her classwork, Claudia grabbed on to all the things her beauty brought her and started to neglect the rest. The stuff she talked about got less and less interesting. The word I became the main thing in her vocabulary. The friends she made in her dorm began to avoid her. They all had more important things to think about than the next formal dance. Even Tori lost touch with her when Claudia moved into a sorority in junior year. When I got married, I got a nice note from Tori, who saw our wedding announcement in a newspaper. She was married herself, she wrote, and she worked for a law firm that let her work for political candidates. She was still pursuing the stuff she'd been interested in at college. The best part of her letter was that she sounded very happy to be busy and very much in love with the guy she'd wed. The picture she sent showed that he was nice-looking, but he wasn't ever going to be on the cover of GQ. She asked me to update her on my roommates and wondered if I'd ever heard anything about Claudia. I wrote back and told her I hadn't. Which is how it stayed for another 10 years. Then, long after I'd forgotten all about Claudia, I met her again at a beach party in East Hampton, New York. You know what? She still isn't interesting. She still uses I more than any other word. The only difference I could find is that she's become incredibly insecure. In the span of about 10 minutes, she told my wife about her boob job, her other plastic surgery, and her $400 haircuts. She also took one look at our host's babysitter, a lovely college girl, and said, "No way would I let my husband anywhere near her." Of course she wouldn't. Claudia's world, where physical beauty is more important than brains or character, must be a scary place for a woman who no longer looks as young and sexy as Claudia did in college. If her beauty was the main thing that attracted her husband, she must lie awake at night, wondering if he'll stick around when she's no longer quite so beautiful. She must be terrified that their relationship is only skin deep. The world is full of Claudias. It never occurs to them that the people worth having in their lives care a lot more about what's in their hearts than what they look like in a bathing suit. So folks like Claudia keep plastic surgeons and diet doctors in business until they eventually become bitter old people who look jealously upon anyone younger and prettier than they are. In other words, they become ugly. And I'm not talking about their faces.